Fuchsia Dunlop has a found recipe, and before she shares it with us, she wants you to free your mind when it comes to Chinese food. Don't think about takeout. Don't think about thick flavored sauces. Do not think about deep fried meat.
Really, the traditional diet is all about vegetables. In the past, most people couldn't afford to eat much meat, so they had to concentrate on making their everyday vegetarian produce taste sensational.
Fuchsia Dunlop is from Oxford, England. She trained as a chef at the Sichuan Institute of Higher Cuisine, and for the last two decades, she's been traveling around China, collecting recipes, and writing about food. Her latest book is Every Grain of Rice: Simple Chinese Home Cooking.
The dish I'm going to talk to you about today is xue cai mao dou.
And of course, Dunlop speaks Mandarin. No worries, she'll translate.
Xue cai. That means, literally, snow vegetable. It's a kind of pickled mustard green. Mao dou means hairy beans.
What? Hairy beans?
Or green soybeans.
Aha.
They're mostly known in the West by their Japanese name, edamame. Soybeans are often dried and then made into tofu, but if they're harvested when they're very young and green, then you can eat them as a vegetable. And they just have a particularly pleasing flavour. They're a bit firmer than peas, and I think they're rather more delicious. I've had different versions of this dish in different parts of China, but the one that really sticks in my mind was in the hills of southern Zhejiang province. That's a bit inland from Shanghai. I'd gone out with a restaurateur from Hangzhou, picking up consignments of vegetables or pork from small peasant households. So it was late morning on this sunny day, and we'd been wandering around with the chickens on the slopes above the farmhouse and seeing the persimmon trees and the loquat trees. So we walked down to the house and we walked in through the door into the dining room, and in the light that was falling in through the door, there was this table covered in dishes that the grandmother of the household, Mao Cailan, had cooked for our lunch. There were salted duck eggs in their shells, winter melon chunks braised in soy sauce, potato slivers with spring onion, and slices of her home-cured pig's ear. And there at the centre of the table was this beautiful dish of bright green soybeans with a slightly darker green pickled vegetable. We sat down and we ate this wonderful lunch. And then when I got home, the one that I really wanted to recreate was the green soybeans with stir-fried mustard greens. I sometimes cook it just with the snow vegetable and the green soybeans. And sometimes I add a bit of chili and Sichuan pepper to give it a Sichuanese touch, a little bit of spicy pizzazz. I just have it with a bit of steamed rice, and it's very satisfying. And this dish, like many sort of Chinese supper dishes, is so easy to make. You know, it's just a couple of ingredients, take you a few minutes, taste delicious, very healthy. I think people are often very intimidated by Chinese food, but of course, you know, lots of people in China, they're busy, they're just trying to make something satisfying for their family at the end of the day. And this dish is just an example of how people rustle up a quick stir fry for supper.
That's Fuchsia Dunlop, and you can get the recipe for xue cai mao dou at the Found Recipes page at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.